First, folks, I got to say thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I did have a chance to see Metalhead. What a unique story. I never thought it would turn out the way it did. First, because you're the writer, you have to explain exactly what the story is all about.
I mean, the story is basically, you know, it's a very simple, dramatic, you know, a fast story of a family dealing with a tragic, you know, event in their lives. But it's also about kind of the, you know, kind of the old ways of doing things in Iceland. You know, it's where community matters. It's about family. You know, because in recent years we've, you know, as a young nation, we've been moving to the cities. You know, people gathered in the cities, and the kind of farming communities are constantly growing smaller. And So I really wanted to kind of look a bit back and see how we did things in the earlier days, you know, where, you know, people stuck together when something terrible happened, you know.
I like the way, though, and I don't want to give too much away to folks who are going to have a chance to see the movie. Each individual goes through their own pain through this tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, we all of us deal with things differently. You know, we have, like, the main character that Thorbjörg plays. You know, she uses, you know, the very unusual methods of dealing with her grief and her pain, and that's through art, through music. You know, and other people do it differently. I mean, the parents, they are part of the church choir, and they do it maybe more kind of get help from the neighbors and stuff. But she's kind of the rebel, kind of the rebel without the cause in the community, you know. So yeah, we deal with things differently.
Why did you choose metal music as the anchor for this movie?
I mean, the main character in this film is my age, you know. She's born the same year as me, you know, when Black Sabbath, you know, put out their first album. And when I was a kid, I grew up listening to heavy metal music. So it was, I was always, as a filmmaker for the last, like, 15 years, trying to find a way to kind of incorporate, you know, this type of music in film. Because usually you see it, like, the comical aspects of it, or the ridiculous aspect, like in Spinal Tap or something. But very seldom has, you know, heavy metal been, you know, portrayed as some kind of a serious thing, you know. So it's a personal story for me.
How did you go about choosing the songs?
I actually did a list of, you know, just based on the script, what I needed. So I did a list of, like, 10 songs I really wanted to use, some of my favorite songs. Some I got, some I didn't, because, I mean, it's a jungle out there trying to get licensing of music. But we got a lot of good stuff, like Judas Priest, and, you know, I was really happy with it.
Now, I've got to go to you now, because this is such a unique character, because the anger that she has for the tragedy and the feeling lost and where her future is going to be, how did you tap into that?
Oh, wow, it's a big question. I think, you know, every human being has been through some hard stuff in their lives. And although I haven't, you know, gone through something like Hera, we all had some moments that we can relate to. So I just tried to go into that and just make them bigger, and then just finding it the path that Hera wants to go. And that wasn't that hard when you started to think about it.
Now, your background, though, I wanted to know, you must play guitar. I mean, you are fantastic. Like, wow. Talk a little bit about your musical background.
Well, I didn't really have, you know, much musical background. Well, I played the piano when I was...
You're kidding!
No, I played the piano, and I'm really into music. And then Ragnar called me, and he's like, do you play the guitar? And I said, well, yeah, I can, you know, play some chords. And then, of course, when I started listening to this music, man, I thought, like, I have to really practice. And it was so hard because, you know, you listen to this and they are so good. And, you know, how the fuck am I going to, you know, go there? And so I just started from the beginning, you know, from scratch, just trying to, you know, get the grips. And I had really good teachers.
No, I want to make sure people understand this. You are playing, correct?
I am playing.
Okay. Wow. You deserve an Oscar for that because... I thought you were some, like, child prodigy that he found, and it was like, okay, we're throwing her in?
No, but there are really good musicians in Iceland, actually, really good. And so it wasn't hard to find, like, a good teacher, and people were so willing to help me. So, you know, with good teachers and determined minds, you can do stuff.
What were some of the things that you thought about your character? Because she does have her strengths, but then again, the weaknesses. And again, it goes with the anger.
You mean how do I blend that? Or, you know, I think at least, you know, that Hera, she's just a human being, as all of us. She just chooses to go this way. And I don't think she really wants to all the time, but she's just like stuck in this mode of this anger mode. And I think, you know, inside, if you would like just open her up, she is, you know, she has more variations of emotions. But sometimes you just get stuck in this one. And she feels good in that one, so she's not going to leave it.
No, I think a lot of people can connect with your character, because I don't care what the genre of music is, people are always trying to find something to hold on to when they're angry. What do you hope people are going to learn from your character and from this movie?
Well, I really liked what Ragnar is talking about, the community, and how people, you know, can seek help in each other to go through something hard. But I think that's what Hera learning. She's like learning to open up and to get help and to you know, yeah, get people to help you to grow and to get better. So hopefully, you know, people will learn that we can help each other and we can stick together. And if we do that, we can do amazing things.
I think the other thing, too, I found, especially at the end, you have to be who you are. You can't be anybody else, no matter what anybody else says.
Exactly. I really loved that about the movie. You can be however, and like, I don't know if you know, like Pippi Longstock, all these characters, like great women characters that are strong, but they're not always happy. They're not always smiling or being cute. So you can just be who you are, but still be liked from the community. You don't have to change. You just have to open up.
And I want to make sure what we see was this the reflection of Iceland was? Because this is like what, the, if I'm correct, 70s, it's 90s, 80s, 90s. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I grew up like my parents grew up on a farm. You know, they're the children of the farming generations. You know, because Iceland is a very young nation. We moved basically from the countryside after World War II. You know, so it's the city of Reykjavik was just a village in the 50s, basically. You know, so. I wouldn't say it was nostalgic, but it's kind of, I'm asking people, you know, especially in the modern day era when, you know, everything is kind of controlled by money and practical stuff, and, you know, just to get back to the basic stuff of, you know, be good to each other, you know, just to kind of, I'm not practicing a Christian, but, you know, do, you know, be good to each other, help each other, you know, that's kind of the positive, you know, aspect of it. And, yeah.
When are we going to get a chance? I know, of course, it's at TIFF, but will it be opening up in theaters here? Would it be going to DVD? How is that going to work? Do we know yet?
We actually, because this is the world premiere, so we just finished the film, and we're just starting to kind of get it out there, you know? So I'm hoping, you know, people will have a chance to see it, you know, wherever, you know, I don't know, on VOD or you know, on the internet, on cinemas or whatever, you know, just I'm hoping people will see this film.
I think they will. Thank you so much for this interview, folks.
Thank you.